Let's move on and talk about your second patient.
This is a gentleman that I'm following actively in our clinic, and this gentleman is 63, and he is a person who's relatively local to Detroit and worked as a machine operator at one of the automotive companies in town, and he had a T3N1 squamous cell carcinoma of the tonsil, and the patient was initially treated up front, did well for about 6 months, and then he failed in the neck. His disease came back in the neck. So he then presented back to the ENT surgeon for an evaluation. And at that time, they decided to do a neck dissection. And when they prepped him for the neck dissection, he was present in the surgery suite. And the astute otolaryngology resident noticed these lesions on his neck. So they aborted the procedure, biopsied lesions, and found that he actually had dermal mets on his neck.
Wow.
Which prompted further workup. And he was found to have recurrence again in his neck that was prompting them to surgery, in addition to lung metastases. So because he was a failure of chemotherapy and radiation, and he's someone who did receive platinum therapy, we were conducting a clinical trial through one of our companies, and the patient actually received nivolumab, and he received it through the clinical protocol. And interestingly, I'd love to show you the x-rays because you can see the course of shrinkage of this gentleman's tumor over the course of about 6 to 8 months. So there first was a very modest response, not much change. And then 4 months later, there was a shrinkage. And then it started taking off where by 8 months, it was completely gone. And it was one of those cases where I went down to the radiologist because I couldn't find it. And I wanted to know where to measure my recessed measurements to send, you know, in for the company to report the data. And the radiologist says, we can't find it. The tumor is completely gone. So we continued to treat him monthly. He was very compliant. Interestingly, and even our data shows this in the published paper in the New England Journal of Medicine, that patients who have received these checkpoint inhibitors and nivolumab, their quality of lives got better. I mean, this gentleman was struggling, and I didn't really talk about this earlier, but because of the involvement in his neck and prior to the aborted procedure, he was having difficulty with swallowing and a lot of aspiration, which isn't uncommon for such patients. He was kind of teetering on the verge of almost going into hospice. I mean, a performance status good enough to go on clinical trial at A2, but we were kind of concerned about him. Interestingly, Dr. Love, after receiving the treatment and the cancer going away, this guy is back to normal as he can be, obviously, after having, you know, some of these procedures and whatnot. But it's amazing. He went into his backyard and he built a shed. He went hunting and he continues to do so. So at 2 years, he decided he was done, you know, taking treatment. He and his wife had said, well, we've read that side effects can be, you know, worse now at 2 years. We're just going to stop. I said, fine. And so the guy has been off now for about 6 months and he continues to be disease free and doing just fine.
That's interesting. Actually, it's the second patient today I've heard about who was on the verge of going into hospice and went into complete remission. Must be kind of interesting being in hospice nowadays.
It is pretty amazing, yeah.
Anyhow, what about tolerability issues in this patient? Any problems whatsoever with the therapy?
Yeah, no. The single agents of these checkpoint inhibitors, so pembrolizumab and nivolumab, seem to be, you know, fairly well tolerated. I mean, they're not without their side effect profiles. We enrolled in both studies that we conducted at Michigan somewhere between 13 and 15 patients on each study, I believe. And one had developed acute pneumonitis requiring steroids, never completely recovered, and actually died in the hospital. And another one who developed low-grade hepatitis that we treated successfully with high doses of steroids. So they are not completely without their toxicities. But when you look at the published data in the New England Journal of Medicine with the nivolumab versus the second-line chemotherapy of what they call dealer's choice, the side effect profiles are much higher for the chemotherapy as compared to the patients who receive the checkpoint inhibitors. So in general, these single-agent checkpoint inhibitors are fairly well tolerated.
But this patient, if I'm reading this correctly, now has been disease-free for 2 years?
Yeah. So at 2 years, I said he went off, and he's now 6 months out of the 2 year break, and he's doing fine. In fact, he had a surgery for his knee that was bothering him, a knee replacement, but we couldn't give it to him on therapy because he'd have to take a break during the treatment. He'd have to come off study when he was on it. So again, he reached the 2 year mark. He was concerned that maybe he'd start developing side effects because it had been, you know, such a period of time. There is some literature in melanoma that patients continue to respond even by stopping therapy. So that's why he decided to stop. And at 6 months now, like I said, we continue to check CT scans and his disease is still completely gone.